The Wolf administration is also resisting a push to reopen all 600 wine and spirits stores, which were closed to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. KYW's Paul Kurtz has more.
The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board's Sean Kelly says the agency will not be reopening the brick-and-mortar operations, but it is considering resuming limited online sales as it continues monitoring the outbreak along with the governor and state health officials. Now, that's not what Chris Swanger wanted to hear. He's the head of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States and says while he understands the need to protect people's health, there are creative ways to keep stores open while reducing the risk to employees and customers.
Could be limiting access into the store. It could be allowing to, when you pick up your dinner to go at a restaurant, being able to pick up distilled spirits as well.
For now, the situation for Pennsylvania residents is every man and woman for themselves. And a lot of them are defying the stay-at-home order and driving to Delaware and New Jersey. Sabrina Harrison made the half-hour drive from Philly to stock up.
Got some vodka, some E&J, some wine. So the city locks down for another month. I think I'm set. Let's hope so, or we'll be making another trip.
I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.